ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying your food. We're now going to resume the ceremony. Our first speaker today will be Dr. Michael Bender, Dean of Libraries. So, Dr. Bender, if you'd like to come up and say a few words.
Good afternoon, everybody. I want to say a few words about Evelyn Thurman. Can everybody hear me okay? Great. And I want to thank Sean and his committee for developing the idea of having an Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Award. And for that, let's have a round of applause. It's through this award, the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Award, that we honor the memory of Evelyn Thurman and celebrate her life as a teacher, librarian, and author. I first met Evelyn when I arrived at Western in 1985 and knew her for 20 years until her passing. She even had an office next to the Dean's Suite, and I have fond memories of Evelyn almost every day going on the road to give talks to school children in elementary schools and go there into public libraries and bookstores to indulge in her favorite pastime, storytelling, to young readers. And I remember her faculty activities report. It always reflected her high level of service. The many places she went, she must have gone to every nook and cranny in Kentucky. She was in Brian's department back then, and he can remember too. We don't have anyone who even compares. Her record of service was so strong that she became the first librarian at WKU to be recognized for the University Public Service Award. She came to WKU in 1966. She had been an elementary school teacher in Franklin, Kentucky, a high school librarian at Fort Knox, and a teacher for the U.S. Defense Department, serving in schools in Japan, Germany, and Bermuda. At WKU Libraries, we knew Evelyn as our general reference librarian and our resident expert on children's lit. She also taught courses for the College of Education in children's and young adult literature and in storytelling. Evelyn was not only a teacher and a librarian, as I've relayed to you, she was also a prolific researcher. She had a passion about the stories of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and through the support of several WKU research grants, she became a national and international expert on not only Laura Ingalls Wilder, but the Ingalls Wilder home sites. She wrote a book called Ingalls Wilder Home Sites. It went through 6 editions. It became a bestseller, and probably still is a bestseller, at Wilder Museums in Minnesota and Wisconsin. She had published 5 other books. She wrote hundreds of reviews of children's books for the Bowling Green Daily News, and she also wrote frequently for the Franklin Favorite. Another thing that was remarkable about Evelyn was her ability to become a great philanthropist. She donated money regularly to support not only WKU Libraries, but also WKU Athletics, Public Radio, Library Media Education, and even a series of scholarships she endowed to support graduate students in elementary education, to tutor athletes in men's and women's basketball, and to support students in library media education. There's more about her philanthropy story. She also established several restricted funds, and they included a library reference fund, an endowment for the radio station, a library fund for our Glasgow campus library, and the Evelyn Thurman Children's Author Fund, to bring a distinguished children's author to WKU each year. As you can tell, I have very fond memories of Evelyn, and I'm pleased that Sean and his committee developed this award to honor Evelyn and recognize her extraordinary career. And at this time, I'm very happy to turn the program back to Sean.
Thank you, Dr. Bender, for that beautiful tribute. Our next speaker is Donna Vincent, who works as a senior acquisitions assistant here at WKU Libraries. Donna, if you'd like to come on up.
It's a privilege to have been able to know Evelyn Thurman. And I first met her when in around 71 or 72, when I was in sixth grade in the elementary school. She came to speak at our school and to several classes. But I didn't meet her again until my junior year here at Western in 1980, when I had children's literature with her. And later in July of 81, I started working with her as a student assistant and worked with her for 2.5 years. And during that time, I experienced different times of helping her with getting things together for her classes, and really enjoyed knowing her. She was a real inspiration to me. We enjoyed a lot of the same things. We liked to Both of us liked to learn more about Laura Ingalls Wilder, and we both liked to travel. And I got the opportunity to go on 3 trips with her. The first one was to Mansfield, Missouri, which was Laura's last home. We went to several home sites on the second trip. Those were in South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. The other trip that I had the chance to go with her on was to California. We went to the public library in Pomona, California, where she spoke about Laura Ingalls Wilder. They have a special room at this library called the Laura Ingalls Wilder Reading Room. I also got the opportunity to help her get ready for some of her presentations at libraries and at schools. And I also helped her pack some of her books to send to Wilder home sites. We also got to know each other real well and eat out several times and just enjoyed visiting with each other. I feel like we had a special friendship. And I've also developed this special friendship with 2 of her sisters as well.
Oh, moving tribute. I know you two shared a very special bond, and we think that this is a great time to introduce to you some members of Evelyn's family. We have her sister, Sylvia. Sylvia, you'd like to stand up. And her sister, Delma. Delma, if you could stand up. Evelyn meant a lot to all of us. Thank you.
We thank you a lot for remembering our sister.
You're very welcome. She meant a lot to us. It's our pleasure. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about someone else, Dr. Albert Bell, our guest of honor. Mr. Bell was born in South Carolina and went on to receive a PhD from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, an MA from Duke, and a Master's of Divinity from Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. He has published numerous articles and reviews in scholarly journals in America and Europe, and he is the author of historical novels, nonfiction works, mysteries, and of course, The Secret of the Lonely Grave, which earned him today's award. The website, armchairreviews.com, describes The Secret of the Lonely Grave as, quote, gripping, powerful, and genuine. The story has both a pacing and engaging plot, all while the author incorporates history, family values, and new friendships. Bell's characters are well-defined and believable. If looking for an interesting and entertaining read, look no further, as this one is sure to please. And the reviewer goes on to give it a 4+ stars. Well, I can second that review and would hasten to add that our committee loved it even more. We gave it 5 stars. So without further ado, I give you the winner of the first Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award, Albert Bell. We're going to have Dr. Bender present the plaque and the check. And Haiwan's going to take some pictures, and I'll hand the microphone over to you, Albert. Right. Okay?
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
This is really an honor for me, and I hope the book that has been chosen to honor the name of Evelyn Thurman will prove to be worthy of it. sorry, my voice is really about gone. My older son works for a newspaper in Petoskey, Michigan, and he won an AP Associated Press Award for his writing and got a plaque, so I told him I got to go out and get myself a plaque. but now I've been able to do that. It is an honor to be here. I appreciate your generosity, your hospitality. It's been a wonderful couple of days, and thank you very much. I hope we've started a great tradition for this award. Thank you.
Thank you, Albert, very much. We enjoyed having you. Well, that concludes our award ceremony today. On behalf of WKU Libraries, I would like to thank each of you for coming today. It has been a pleasure being your host. And before you leave, we do have a complimentary copy of the book for you to enjoy. So we do hope you take a look at it and read it quickly. It's a great read. And it just remains for me to wish you a good day and a happy weekend. Thank you.
No, most of